I've easily busted my jaw. I knew it, and so did the next two vamps who rushed me. I couldn't heal like Wares, but damn it, I was just as strong and just a little faster. And unlike Wares, I could shift underground and come up completely unscathed. I spat out some blood and used my resentment against the remaining opponents. I held Agnes and Edith with my feet pressed against their throats, taking care not to protrude my back claws when they grabbed my ankles and tossed me. I flipped back and landed in a crouch. Maria regained consciousness again and tackled me from behind. I yelped as fangs dug into my skin, piercing my flesh like sets of scorching needles. The scrimmage ended and the pain receded before I could tear the Prada-worshipping leeches off. Edith and Agnes visibly shook as Misha laid into them.
"Celia belongs to me," he hissed. "You are never to taste her."
I frowned. "I'm not yours." The vamps ignored me.
"I didn't drink her blood, Master, I swear it," Edith Ann whimpered.
Agnes cowered at his feet.
"Neither did I, Master, not even a lick."
I rubbed my face. The Catholic schoolgirls and I weren't exactly buddies. In fact, we barely tolerated one another. That didn't mean, though, that I wanted them turned into clumps of dust. I strode to Misha's side and grasped his elbow, halting his tirade. "Misha, it's fine. They only bit me. On the shoulder and..." I turned to look at my backside. "Damn it, Edith. You bit my ass?" Edith shuffled back and forth, looking at her feet.
"Sorry, Celia. It was an accident."
Her wicked smile and flirty wink told me otherwise. Misha glared with the might of his master badassness.
"Leave. Now."
The so-called Prince of Darkness knew how to clear a room. There was a slight breeze and the whole lot of them vanished, as in Hald's serious supernatural tale. I tried to leave too, but Misha grabbed my hand.
"Wait, I must heal you."
The smoldering look Misha gave me told me exactly what he meant. "That's okay, they're only puncture wounds. I'll see Emmy tomorrow, she'll fix me right up." Misha closed the distance between us.
"They left deep marks. You should not wait to tend to them."
"Misha..." Chills spread through my body as Misha licked my shoulder to seal the wound. His tongue and breath warmed my skin. Misha had been around for over 140 years. He'd had plenty of time to learn how to touch a woman. He continued on, even though the bites had closed after the first flick of his taste buds. I broke his hold and backed away. "Misha, don't." Misha was a thrill ride I didn't want to straddle. My loneliness had become unbearable. Every part of me longed to be touched. But it wasn't his hands my body craved. Misha's heated gaze promised me hours of pleasure.
"I'm not done yet, kitten."
My mouth went dry. This was a problem. When it came to fighting, I'd take on anyone, anytime, anywhere. When it came to males, I changed into the superhero of dorks. A big old D blazed across my chest, and an army of pocket protector-worshipping fiends bowed at my feet. Any able-bodied female in my situation would have taken control and made Misha beg for pleasure. Where were these able-bodied females when I needed one? I inched my way back, laughing a little too hysterically for my tastes. "You don't really want to kiss my butt, do you? What will people think?" A wicked smile spread slowly across his strong masculine face. As if on cue, a gust appeared, despite the closed windows, and fanned Misha's long blonde mane in perfect supermodel fashion.
"Do I strike you as someone who cares what others think?"
I darted around, searching for the source of the breeze. My brows knitted tight. "Did you just do that on purpose?" The gleam in his "come hither and do naughty things to me" expression confirmed my suspicions. My gulp dissolved my frown. I'd already backed into the bamboo walls. Misha continued to stalk toward me. His smoldering gray eyes accelerated my pulse. My forlorn female part screamed to give in, and my hands itched to take my clothes off. Thank God my mind still functioned reasonably. "Misha, under no circumstances will your tongue or lips touch my backside." He placed his palms on either side of my head and regarded me with growing desire.
"As you wish."